Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's mental battlefield one day at a time. If you're anything like me, sometimes emotions can feel like unruly wild horses bucking you off your path. Ever felt completely overwhelmed by anger, sadness, or fear? You know that feeling when you're just swept away by the tide of your own feelings and end up saying or doing things you later regret? Well, my friends, that's where emotional intelligence comes in, a superpower we all possess but need to hone. Today we're diving deep into the world of emotions, learning how to manage them effectively, and ultimately becoming masters of our own minds. First up, let's talk about self-awareness. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals, telling you something important. Maybe you're feeling anxious because you're facing a challenge, or joy because you achieved a goal. The key is to tune in and pay attention to these signals without judgment. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What triggered this emotion? This simple act of self-reflection can be incredibly powerful. Imagine a detective carefully analyzing clues. That's what we're doing here. Next, we have emotional regulation, the art of controlling those wild horses. Now, it doesn't mean suppressing your feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning healthy coping mechanisms to navigate them effectively. Think deep breaths, mindfulness exercises, physical activity, whatever helps you calm the storm within. Remember, you're not at the mercy of your emotions. You can choose how to respond to them. Let's talk empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's like putting on someone else's shoes and seeing the world from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say or feel, but it does involve active listening, genuine curiosity, and a willingness to connect on a deeper level. Effective communication is another vital piece of the puzzle. When you can clearly articulate your feelings and actively listen to others, you build stronger relationships, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a more positive environment for everyone involved. Remember, clear communication is like a bridge. It connects us and helps us understand each other better. Finally, we have self-motivation. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding your own feelings. It's also about using them to fuel your goals and aspirations. When you're aware of your emotions, you can channel them into positive action, overcome challenges with resilience, and ultimately achieve your full potential. Think about that time you felt super motivated to tackle a project, maybe a surge of excitement, or a burning desire to succeed. That's self-motivation in action. It's like having an internal compass guiding you towards what truly matters. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss gives you some unexpected feedback that stings a little. Maybe it feels critical or unfair. Your initial reaction might be anger or frustration. But, if you practice emotional intelligence, you can take a step back. Acknowledge those feelings without letting them control you, and then approach the situation calmly and constructively. You could ask for clarification, express your perspective respectfully, and work together to find a solution. See how emotional intelligence turns a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth? So, my friends, remember this. Managing emotions isn't about being emotionless. It's about mastering the art of feeling effectively. It's about becoming aware of your internal landscape, regulating those powerful feelings, and using them to navigate life with greater clarity, purpose, and resilience. This is a lifelong journey, a constant process of learning, adapting, and growing. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Ready to level up your emotional intelligence? Start by taking a few minutes each day for self-reflection. Check in with yourself. What are you feeling? What triggered those emotions? Then, experiment with different coping mechanisms until you find what works best for you. And remember, every step you take towards greater emotional awareness is a victory worth celebrating. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of support and growth together. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing it, Spartans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.